to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Damn, woman. I just gave you sweet loving 5 minutes ago. Were you trying to kill me?
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Are you allowed to say damn like damn, woman? I think you are. You know why? Did you know that if somebody says, I don't give a damn, you know that's not cursing? Did you know that?
It did.
And you know why?
It. Yes, you
tinker's
taught us
damn.
All that. Tinker's damn.
I've taught
right.
you a lot.
You have.
A tinker's damn. That's
yeah.
exactly what. It was a tool.
I have all these notes over the
Boy,
years.
Boy, those are a lot of notes. Things Frank taught me.
Yeah.
A tinker's damn was a tool used to repair pots and pans. It was worth it less than a penny. So it originally was, well, I don't give a tinker's damn, meaning I don't even give a penny. But and then they shortened it to damn, because it's not even cursing. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I have something very personal that I'm going to share with you that I've never shared with you before, and it's not a joke. And I'm doing it for one reason and one reason only, and I really wasn't going to do it not only now but for a while, and I don't even know when I would have shared it with you, and we're going to get to that. First, I again want to welcome you to the 18th day of August in this edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, the day of the Radiothon, which, as you notice, we're not down there.
We're never down there.
I don't do that, and I'll tell you why, and I'll explain more later. And when I'm finished, the station will hate me, but then they'll love me, and you're going to help them love me. All right? To anybody else, or none of that matters, just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Okay, you think it's possible that I could get Mr. Londoff to come on right now and do something quickly so I would have time to do what I need to do? Because it's a story that's got, I need 15 minutes. At
I
least.
Can call him.
Would you call him?
Yeah,
I'll call him. I want to see if he'll be willing to go on and get our segment with him done. Because, folks, I need at least probably 15 minutes to share this very personal story with you. And then I'm going to repeat it in the Playhouse, and then that's it. So I hope a lot of listeners are able to hear it at one time or the other, because I'm not just going to keep doing it. And we're also not going to go, okay, call now, hear the numbers, call it. We're not doing that.
He said, sure.
Okay, and I want to thank, John, I want to thank you in advance, because you're one of about 20 people who know my story that's health-related from a few weeks ago, and I've never talked about it, but we're trying to raise some money for St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. So I'm going to share that with people, and I wanted plenty of time to do it. So thank you for coming on early and letting me do that. And the first thing I would like to ask you is this. I got a negative email when I checked email from a listener who said that you dodged a question yesterday and didn't answer it. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay.
Frank, I normally listen to you intently, but sometimes I'm talking, you're talking, and normally, I mean, if you're going to ask me a question about the car business, I usually answer it.
I know you do. So I responded to this guy, and I said, well, and he says, because of this, I will not buy a car from Johnny Londoff.
What?
Now, my first reaction to this is I want to lash out to the guy and go, hey, man, you know, we don't need a listener who says, well, because of one little hiccup, I'm not doing. First of all, he probably wasn't a serious shopper anyway. But here's the other thing I said to him. I said, I know Johnny fairly well. I'd be willing to bet he didn't even hear the question, because we talk over each other a lot, and that's more my fault than yours.
And so, also, this phone system, too, is very strange. So if he's talking and you say something,
he's not going to hear it.
No, Dan's right. It's either called duplex or it's not duplex. But beyond which one is it? A duplex system allows both parties to talk at the same time and hear each other. Mm-hmm. In our case, and you folks have heard it before, if Dr. Doug is on the phone with a caller and he's talking, he cannot hear the caller's question.
No.
It won't allow it to go both ways. So, I'm glad I was right. You didn't hear the question. So, I'm going to ask you the question again, and I don't think you'll dodge it at all. I think you'll give me an answer. My question was this. You said something about a $6,000 to $7,000 rebate on Chevy trucks, and I said, what if somebody doesn't want the rebate? They just want to take it off the price of the car. And this listener said, you dodged that question. He's not going to do business with you. What is the answer to that question?
Well, here's simple. A $45,000 Silverado. So MSRP, manufactured suggested retail price, $45,000. 16% of that is $7,200. So then that $7,200 comes off of the sale price. So, it, you know, then we reduce the price from the $45,000 MSRP. So, you know, we might take, let's see, $3,000 off of that price, bring it down to $42,000, take the $7,200, that's $10,200 off of the $45,000 price.
So
that's $34,800. That's a good price.
Okay, you kind of lost me. The answer to the question then is no. The way GM has structured it, it is a rebate. Now, you can take the money, and if you want to go back and apply it and pay down your vehicle, fine, you can do that. But that's the way it works. It's a rebate.
Okay, if you're going to come in with the cash, you're going to still take the rebate. And here's the beauty. In the state of Missouri, you're not taxed on the rebate. Now, across the river in Illinois, they do tax on the rebate.
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
We still, you know, even when Illinois residents buy from us in here in Missouri, we still include the sales tax in the transaction and the financing.
Now you just brought up something else I'd like to ask you about. Many years ago, I bought a boat in Illinois. They had to trailer it to Missouri, cross the state line, and then I could put it on my trailer hitch and take it, but I couldn't drive it from the dealer. When you sell a car to Illinois, do you have to drive it across the river?
No, sir.
I don't know why it works that way from Illinois. It was really weird. It was very strange.
Most places, when they offer rebates, like cell phones are a big one. They always offer rebates on cell phones. They will not let you take that in the store. It's a corporation rebate, and you have to have proof and everything and send a bunch of crap.
And it's complicated, but the answer is no. You can't just say, we'll just take that off. Right. So thank you. You didn't dodge it at all. And I figured it in here because we were kind of talking over each other. So thank you for that. Now, in the remaining 20 seconds that we have, I'm kidding. I'm sort of kidding. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just got to speak with an adorable couple that is here buying a Suburban, Lee and Doris Heisey. 67 years of marriage.
Wow.
67.
They even have me beat.
A 1988 Suburban that they said that I was involved and I helped sell them back in 1988, and they came back again, and I just talked to them. They're just absolutely adorable. 67 years, man.
88. What were you, 14, working there for your dad?
No, I wasn't, Frank, but thanks, buddy.
Oh, you're
1988.
You know what? I tell you what.
He
you
was
know,
30.
And again, please, folks, no gifts, all right?
I'm yeah.
Gifts.
Don't worry.
September 8th marks, it'll be my 58th birthday. And
What was that date again? September 5th?
September 8th. 9-8-58. I actually tried to make Mimi a promise when I turned 55 a few years ago. I said, you know what, I'm really going to strongly consider growing up. I'll let you know how that comes out, you know, and she's like, don't worry about it. I know you're never going to really grow up. And, you know, why? There's no reason to, we've talked about before, there's no reason to sweat the small stuff. Something big can happen to you at any moment that can just knock you down to your knees in agony and grief. So every day, think happy thoughts, be happy, have fun, tell the people you love them. Frank, I love you.
Oh, man, John, thank you so much.
And, And no, but really, thank you for what you do for us. We can't thank you enough. And good luck. That's what Johnny Sr. passed of was cancer.
Well, we're gonna do something, I hope, really big here before the end of the show. And I ain't cut you short. And thanks for going on early, but I'm gonna need time to tell my story here. So let's do this. Let's give him a phone number.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365, lawndoc.com. And have a great rest of the show.
Thank you. And I guarantee you, before the end of the business day, you're going to have at least 2 or 3 a.m. and the p.m. customers.
I know we will.
All right, John.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank
Bye.
You. All right, now here's what else I'm going to do. I'm going to take care of Ballast Dental Care. You'll see why. I need some time. I need this time to tell this story. For 43 years, I've gone to the same dentist, Dr. Douglas T. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe. He is at Ballast Dental Care. There are a couple other great dentists there as well, Dr. Haynes, Dr. Olivier. This is a terrific dental clinic. I like you, hear other commercials. Sometimes I laugh out loud in the car when I hear them because it's so obvious to me. That one, the reason they're on is because they don't want Ballast Dental Care to have a monopoly on this show. Great. We're glad to have your business. We love to have your business. But I got to tell you something, Mr. or Mrs. Other Dentist. The AM and the PM people aren't going to you. They're just not. They're going to go to Ballast Dental Care, if they're really AM and the PM, where I've gone for 43 years. I do understand dreading to go to the dentist because prior to Ballast Dental Care, like anybody else, I couldn't even stand the thought of going to get a shot to numb because I think the shot sometimes used to hurt worse than if they just not given you the Novocaine. Right. Just go ahead and rip it out of there or whatever. So I understand that. I understand being in the chair and almost coming unglued because they hit a nerve or something. I've had all that happen too, but I haven't had it happen for 43 years. I also understand what it's like to go to a dentist with zero personality. Or with bad breath, or zits, or body odor, or rude, no chair side manner. Because those are the dentists that I went to until about April of 1973. And that was the first visit to Ballast Dental Care. And I had no idea that when I went in that day, I'd walk out thinking, I don't ever want to go to another dentist. And I think that's what's going to happen with you. So I'm just going to ask you to make that first appointment. Nobody can make it for you. Well, I guess they could. Your husband or wife could make it for you. And don't be mad if they do, because you'll thank them in the end. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. I'm going to be asking you now. And certainly before the end of this show today, to consider letting go of $300. And I'd like for at least 100 of you to do that. And I'm going to tell you why. And I kind of struggled with this last night, and then I actually called a couple people this morning and said, you think this is a good idea? Is this too self-serving? Is it making me look like, hey, look at me? And I decided, nah. I'll do whatever we need to do so that we can come out ahead and win, so that this show, again, can win. And you folks are going to have to help us do this. Last March, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And for some reason, when the doctor said, yeah, I got cancer, it didn't scare me, freak me out. I wasn't upset and cry. And I think the reason is that I don't know much about cancer, but I know that I'd rather hear you have prostate cancer than you have pancreatic cancer, or you have lung cancer, or bone cancer, or it's spread, or whatever. So I actually thought, whew, this is pretty good news in the whole scheme of things. Now, I'm going to ask you for two things. Pion, you and Dan, you help me remember to not forget to ask the second part of this. Part A, the first question is $300. And before we go any further with this, let me make it very clear to you that nobody understands more than I do if you don't have $300. A lot of my early life, my dad couldn't have come up with $300 if you put a gun to his head. I certainly couldn't have. early on. So I get that, and you shouldn't feel bad, because the fact, if you're sitting there going, oh, man, I wish I could help them do what they're trying to do, and I wish I had $300. The fact that you wish you could help, big heart, that's called. You should feel good about that. The fact that you can't, don't sweat it. So now I'm talking to the rest of you, and there are lots of you. I don't know how many people we have listening. I have no idea. No station does. They'll tell you they do when they want to sell you advertising, but they don't. Because there's never been a credible, even close to accurate rating system. There hasn't. So I don't know how many of you there are, but I do know this. You have always been loyal. You've always been responsive. And you've always been significant in size. It's a really big audience. So I want you to just ask yourself the question, do I have $300 that I can let go of? And if I do, it won't change my life, except that it'll make me feel good. My cancer issue has been taken care of. I say that knowing that once you've had it, I'm at a little higher risk than the average person now to get cancer again. A little higher. It doesn't mean, oh my goodness, I'm going to have it come back. But the chances are greater than the average person. I will say to men, and I really don't know if it's 40 plus, 50 plus, but certainly 50 plus, watch your PSA numbers. You can have enlarged prostate and not have cancer. Lots of people do. It doesn't mean you have cancer. It's just a warning and an indicator. Better keep tabs on this. Watch the PSA numbers. I will not go into what I did for treatment. I'm not going to go into any of that, because this is really not about me, other than to let you know I know what it's like to hear the words, you have cancer. Okay? What I'm going to ask you to do is help us blow everybody else away today. That sounds selfish, and it is. But I don't mind being selfish for charity. I don't mind being selfish for this or St. Jude or Backstoppers. I'll be selfish if being competitive means selfish. I'm not a radiothon fan. All right? That, to me, that's not my kind of radio. Now, right now, the station management hates my guts. They hate me. They're about to love me, though, because you're going to help me make them love me and love us and love this show by the time this show's over. It's not the kind of radio I choose to do, because, quite frankly, it doesn't work for me. It doesn't work. I think I can get you to help me in a much bigger way if I just talk to you and tell you that not only do I understand that this money is necessary for research, it's necessary for help, it's necessary to pay brilliant geniuses to figure out ways, maybe not to eliminate it, but to beat it, get the percentages even higher than they are for success. I that's what I know. And I know it takes money to do that.
And the men's group against cancer, it's not just for men. It's,
It just means it's started by a bunch of guys. This money goes for kids, friends of kids with cancer. You're right.
I'm glad, the breast cancer and everything.
And I'm glad you mentioned that. So it takes money. It takes a lot of money. And that money comes in various forms. I would like to think that what we're doing here today, even though it's not my cup of tea, we'll take this show and turn it into my cup. We'll do it the way I like to do things, and that's just talk directly to you. I don't need to sit next to some professor or some research person who's going to go on and on. And, well, back in 1963, Dr. Harold Schmickmeyer discovered a problem. You don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear it. I want you. And you know who you are. And if I have to make you feel guilty, I will. If I were listening to the radio and I heard somebody say, do you have $300? My answer would be yes. And if what you had appealed to me, you'd get my $300. I have it. And you know that you do. You know who you are. So So even if just men or women who are married to men that they care about or have sons, even if you do it because of prostate cancer, fine, that'd be great. Here's what you're going to get. If you call, now I'm going to give you the number, and I'm going to do it slowly. No, I'll tell you what you'll get, and then I'll give you the number, because then you can call, and I'll do it real slowly, so even in the car, you can call it. When you make the call you're about to make, I hope you will, it's going to be, we're asking you for $300. You can do it in multiples. You want to do six, you want to do nine, you just double and triple your chances. Every AM and the PM listener who calls the number I'm about to give you, or who goes online to KTRS.com, you're going to get four tickets to see the Cardinals play the Brewers Thursday, September 8th, 7 p.m. That right there, that's $150 worth of Cardinal tickets for $300. You got half your money already. It's kind of sad, actually, that somebody has to get back as much as they're giving, but hey, take it. You're also going to get four tickets to a St. Louis Blues preseason game, and it's a choice of three different games. I'm not going to go into the dates and who, because you won't remember all that, but there are three games. Pick one. And then, for that $300, you're entered in a drawing. It's a chance to go to dinner with me and my wife and Annie Guns. I'm not saying that because I think that going to dinner with me would be like going to dinner with Robert De Niro. I know who I am. I've always known who I am. I'm a guy at a radio station in one town. That's who I am. But Annie Guns is a fantastic place, and you're doing a great thing. And I also know there are lots of you who have listened for a long, long time, and you feel as if we are actually friends. We know each other. You know more about me than I know about you. So at this dinner, I get a chance to know you and your spouse or whoever you bring, and kids and life and a little bit about you. And also at this dinner, if you want to ask me about this cancer thing I went through, I'll tell you everything you want to know about it if that's what you want to know. I'll tell you the sausage joke if you want it. We will get to know each other over 2 or 3 hours in a wonderful dinner at a fantastic restaurant, Annie Guns. And for the chance at that and to be in that drawing, all we're asking for is $300. Listening right now are probably at least 10,000 people who have $300. We need 100. We need 100 of you. And please don't sit there and go, I'm not going to do it, but there'll be enough other people. There'll be plenty of people. No, there won't. Not if everybody says that. I'm scared to death of losing. I do not like the idea of losing or failing. So please don't let that happen. Help us out here. It's the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. That money goes to help all kinds of local organizations who are also working to help people get rid of the cancer that's in their bodies. It's the Nestle Purina Radiothon. I happen to believe, and I've been right every year before, I know you. I know this audience. We can get more done right here like this than we can with me interviewing a whole bunch of people, 90% of whom nobody wants to hear from. Once again, they just made a mark, the management, hate. That's hate check mark, hate column, check. We shouldn't have said that. We hate him for saying that. Hate. But I'm right. Here we go. Here's the number. You're in your car right now. It's $300. You know if it won't change your life. If we get 100 of you, that's 100. And last year, a guy sent it $900. He had three chances in the drawing. He didn't win, but he had three chances. And I guarantee you, when he didn't win, he still felt great about what he had done. 314-982-2992. I'm going to do this again. By the time I do it again, every phone they have should be ringing. $300. You got a chance. You're in the drawing. Probably will announce the winner Monday. You pick the date, something that works for you. I can be at Annie Guns by about 6:30, any night after work. 314-982-2992. Here's the second request. And please, please just do this for me. Don't email me and ask me about my prostate cancer. Don't. Don't ask me what happened. How'd you find out? Tell me. Please don't do that to me. I hate attention. Because this is not about. I don't at any point want to be made to feel like something horrible happened to me, because it didn't. Something great happened to me. We got rid of it. And there's no way that I should ever give anybody the impression I want anybody to feel sorry for me. I have maybe the best life of anybody I have ever known. Anybody. Kids, wife, life. The best. The best. So feel sorry for me. Feel sorry for people, for women who have their breasts cut off. Okay, feel sorry for them. Feel sorry for a very good friend of mine who had a brain tumor at 35. And they had to cut half his skull off to go in there and get it. And he's not the same and never will be the same, but he's alive. You know, feel sorry for somebody who has to wear diapers because they didn't get the right prostate advice. Feel sorry for somebody who can never have a sexual relationship again because they didn't get the right advice and had the wrong procedure done.
I have a friend. I'll say this. I have a friend. Her name is Linda, and she's actually a friend of our band's, and she comes out to see the band all the time. And her boyfriend, Carl... And I won't use any last names, but Carl is a huge listener to the show, and Linda is a big listener because of Carl. Linda found out not long, about a month and a half ago, she has ovarian cancer. She went in to have a hysterectomy, and they found out that things have spread, and so they're going through a world of crap and everything. But this
horror.
This ovarian cancer is nasty, nasty stuff. So.
Pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
That's essentially a death sentence for most people. So to me, he said, and it's an interesting story, one that I'm not going to tell. But again, please honor, if you would, my second request about email. Don't email me even to say, oh, I'm so sorry. Don't be sorry for me. Nobody should ever be sorry for me. I've got a fantastic life. What happened to me is the best way I think you can be told you have cancer. There are millions of people who are going through a hellish nightmare where the treatment is going to kill them before the cancer would. And it's hard on their families. It's just $300. Shame on you if you are listening right now and you know you've got $300. If you shake loose of it, nothing in your life is going to change. It's not that you're not going to eat tonight or you have to cancel your vacation. Please, let's make this day all about this show. Let's make it about how great this show is, but because we're doing a good thing here, we cannot do this if you don't help us. All right, here's the number again. Then we're going to take a break. 314-982-2992. And when I say don't email me, not even to say... Glad you're okay. Sorry you had to. Just don't. Don't do that. I appreciate the thought. I really do. And I know that if I didn't say this, I'd get a bunch of emails from people going, wow. And some would be questions that I'd feel obligated to answer. And I just don't have time to do all that. Plus, I don't want to go on about it because it makes it sound like I'm feeling sorry for myself. I don't. I feel great. 314-982-2992. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Thank you in advance for your $300. Good luck to you who are in the drawing. You and I and your guest and my wife are going to have a fantastic dinner one night at Annie Gunn's. You will love it. It'll be the best $300 you ever spend. We're taking a break. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh, man. And one more thing about Linda. She has one eye. She lost an eye in an accident. So she requests one-eyed girl instead of brown-eyed girl. So
no, that's great.
We changed things around to one-eyed
that's
girl
great.
For her.
And I just did. I played the cancer card.
Yeah, you did.
I just did that.
That's okay.
But, hey, if it gets us where we need to be, winning, as yeah. Charlie Sheen would say, winning, then so be it. Can I? Is Tim out there?
Yeah,
can I introduce him?
Sure.
The best traffic reporter I've ever heard next to Alan Barkley. It's the late, great Alan Barkley. It's Tim Weiland. Tim, what's going on?
All right. Thanks a lot, Frank. Well, we do have an accident to start the afternoon off now on southbound 270. It's got the two acceleration lanes and from Highway 40 on the southbound 270 and the far right lane blocked. So three lanes are blocked here. Traffic right now on southbound 270 is jamming back just about to Page. Then we've got another accident. It's on Highway 111 at New Post. Logue Road. You're looking slow now on eastbound Highway 40, just approaching the Poplar Street Bridge, westbound from Kings Highway out to McCausland. Looks like we do have westbound 70, the usual slowdown, Earth City Expressway through 5th Street. This traffic report brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Information at positivecoach.org. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Nestle Purina Radiothon on the Big 550 and KTRS.com. Any AM and the PM listener who donates $300 or more will receive four tickets to both the St. Louis Cardinals game and the St. Louis Blues preseason game.
But wait, there's more!
You'll be entered into a drawing to win a fabulous dinner for two with Franco Pinion and his wife at Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Value? Priceless. Your donations benefit the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. Remember, the number to call is 314-982-2992. KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Intercepted by Missouri. The Tigers have it.
It's a new era for Mizzou football. First-year head coach Barry Odom has his Tigers ready to tear up the SEC.
Wide open Brown, touchdown Missouri. And like that, points on the board.
Catch all of the action right here on the Tiger Network.
The Tigers play here on KTRS. Get every pass, every play right here
on the Big 550.
Touchdown Missouri.
KTRS.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame weekend presented by Edward Jones is August 26th through 28th when the Cardinals host the Oakland A's. There are great giveaways all weekend long starting on Friday night when fans will take home a Bob Gibson Hall of Fame red jacket statue courtesy of Scott Credit Union. Saturday, it's the 2016 Cardinals Hall of Fame inductees plaque presented by Edward Jones. And Sunday, fans will receive a replica batting practice hat courtesy of Monsanto. That's the Cards and Athletics August 26th through 28th. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions.
He was one of the greatest pitchers that Major League Baseball has ever seen. On Friday, August 26th, the Cardinals take on the Oakland A's, and it's the Bob Gibson Hall of Fame Red Jacket Statue Giveaway, presented by Scott Credit Union. Salute the career of Hall of Fame pitcher Bob Gibson with this Bob Gibson Hall of Fame Red Jacket Statue. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home the statue. That's August 26th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Acme Homeowners Insurance, how can I help you?
My air conditioner broke down. I need to make a claim.
Oh, I'm sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover air conditioner breakdowns.
What does it cover?
Home damage from things like lightning, meteors, even a fire-breathing dragon.
A dragon?
Yes, even a fire-breathing one.
But not my air conditioner.
Sorry.
But his air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-900-6490. Home insurance can cover what might happen. But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the washer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-900-6490. That's 1-800-900-6490. 1-800-900-6490.
Cheap and fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council whose install floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training in all types of flooring materials, backed by companies with decades in the business and extensive experience working for St. Louis's leading businesses and homeowners. Cheap and fast may be okay for a cup of coffee and a donut, but it doesn't work for floor covering. For a list of contractors who will leave you with the assurance that you made the right decision, contact the Flooring Industry Council Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Call us first. If you're thinking about refinancing or moving, call Vincent Mortgage first. Knowing up front what you can afford opens up a world of options. Let us help you find out in as little as 8 days. Rates are still at historic lows. So if you're looking to buy a home or pay off debt, you got to call now. 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. Well, we did it again. Remember our motto, our savings are your savings? Well, you know why we have this motto. We buy in bulk at the lowest possible price, and we pass the savings on to you. We've bought loads of GE appliances, all at huge savings. These GE appliances are at prices so low, we can't even advertise them. Purchase a GE Cafe kitchen, and we'll even throw in a GE Cafe dishwasher for free. Check out the professional look and the features of the GE Cafe line at any of our six showrooms and online at theappliancediscounters.com.
It's the end of summer BOGO sale, baby. Buy one, get one from amazing siding and windows. Buy one Infinity from Marvin fiberglass window, receive a second free. Buy one Infinity from Marvin door, receive a second one free. Need siding? Pay for two sides, and we'll throw in the other two sides for free. You must schedule with Amazing before school starts back. Call 636-230-5800. On the web, AmazingSEL.com. Previous purchase excluded. Restrictions apply. Free product is to be core, lesser value, labor excluded.
Call Amazing Siding, and you'll never paint again. Never.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Song. I see it, don't you? Song. Jerry Reed.
Oh, boy.
He was at one of our Kicks family reunions. Remember those country concerts?
I wasn't there for that. For the Kicks family reunion.
He was at one of those. Strange little guy. He's dead though. In fact, a lot of people are dead that I used to know because I'm getting old.
Was he a little guy?
Yeah. But you know what? I'm not dead. And I say that one last little bit of guilt and pressure for you. Had I not been able to get some good advice from a good friend and from my wife, who studies this stuff and more than I do, there might not be a show much longer because I might not be here. And that happens. There are people that, you know, I remember I was given like five options. Yeah, well, here's what you can do, your prostate cancer, and here are your five options. A lot of people, because of insurance or lack of it or whatever, they'll choose one where, that's not the best. And it doesn't work out. My father-in-law, prostate cancer killed my father-in-law. And I can tell you something, he wasn't a whole lot older than I am. So if you like this show and you're really AM and the PM a loyal listener, boy, I'm really digging deep here, but I don't care. I have no shame when it comes to this. Imagine if this show weren't on the air anymore.
Or if you were gone. And,
I know what you're going to say. Even worse, the two of you doing
it. Yeah,
Oh, man. How horrible would that be?
Yeah.
So I'm here. And I'm here because a particular type of research and some brilliant people were able to give me an option that without that research and that money, they wouldn't have been able to give me. And that's exactly what we're looking to do here, is just get some money. Cancer costs a lot of money to fight, to beat, not to eliminate. I don't think we're going to do that. 314. Now, you don't call here. You call this number, and please do this. 314-982. I'm going to give you a minute. You're scrambling. Get your cell phone. Go ahead. 314-982-2992. If nothing else, you like this show, and you like the fact that we're the rebels. We don't play the game. The rest of the people here play it. We don't really plan a show. We don't interview boring people. We're the show the station is kind of stuck with. They don't like it, but they have to have it because it's free. What a dilemma. I'd love to let that guy go, but he's free. And when something like this comes along, his listeners come through. Let's continue to show them that's true. 314-982-2992.
Okay, I have a request.
Oh, boy. What's the request?
Gary, the guy that bid on our golf.
Gary's at $1,500. I don't want to mix the two together and confuse people, but thank you, Gary.
I'm not trying to mix that because he said he just donated $300.
Good, thank you, Gary.
And did $300, but he said he would do another $300 if you tell the head that turned 21. Joke today.
Yeah. Gary, I'll tell you what. I will... You donate another six. No, I'm a charity whore. You donate another six, and by the way, Gary, then you have. So he did 300, and he's in for 1,500 to play golf with us.
Yeah,
I love this guy.
Yeah.
You donate six, then you got three chances at the drawing for dinner at Annie Gunn's with me and my wife, and I'll tell the turn 21 Joe. How's that? Okay, it's like a little negotiating back and forth thing. And Gary, thank you. I appreciate your generosity. See, Gary's one of those guys. Now, I don't know him. I don't know who this guy is. He's one of those guys who knows is he's got some money. He has some money. This is not going to change his life, but man, oh man, does this make us feel good? And it does a lot of good. So thank you, Gary. All right, we're just kind of going by the seat of our pants here today. That number again to call for the $300 donation for the chance to go to dinner with me and my wife. Let me kind of walk you through what that's like, because we've done this a few times. One, thank you to Tom Sainert at Annie Gunn's, one of the most generous people you'll find in the restaurant business, because he doesn't have to do it. He doesn't need the publicity. He doesn't need the attention. A lot of times people do it because it's an easy way. Ooh, for the price of a dinner, I get my name out there, and boy, I could use some extra. But he doesn't need it. He's just a generous guy. What will happen is we'll meet there about 6:30. You'll introduce me to your wife or husband or person. I'll introduce you to my wife. My wife will come across as really nice when you're with her. And it'll be a terrific evening, and I say that because there's not one of these we've done that hasn't been a terrific evening. Let's face it, folks, I'm putting myself out there. I'm taking 3 hours of my personal time to have steak
what
and Orson's Rockefeller.
What if you didn't even want to eat steak that particular night that
is a great point. What if it's a night and I'm not even hungry? I'm going anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be rude.
No, so I'm going to tell you a story. I've never said this before. One of these dinners one night, I wasn't even hungry, and I ate anyway for charity.
You have to force that filet and lobster down.
I did. I could barely get it down. I wasn't hungry. It was delicious, but I wasn't hungry.
Gary,
that's the kind of guy I am.
Gary just called back and said it's done.
He's done. Yes, okay.
$600 for the... joke today.
Well, he misheard. I said 3 + 6.
No, he did.
900?
He's doing 900.
900.
Total. Yeah.
Gary, you're a beautiful human being.
Yeah.
I see. You know what? I don't have time. I'll tell you what I'll do. Scott Schaefer's coming in.
Sherman.
I did that again. I did it again. What is wrong with me? You know what? Cancer.
Yeah.
See, I can do that. I can make cancer jokes now since I've had it. Yes, Scott Sherman will be in, and nothing changes. We're going to do most of the 4 o'clock hour, and you can call. You have legal questions. He'll be happy to help you. I'm looking at the clock. I don't think I can get it. Yeah, I'm going to try it. So this guy has a son. He and his wife have a son. It's born. It's just a head. It's no neck, no torso, no arms, no legs. It's a horrible. But it's his son. He loves him. So they set him up on the table at breakfast and lunch, and you know, he can talk, and it's a head. They get him hats. They buy him a lot of hats and sunglasses. What else are you going to get him? And the head has his 21st birthday. So his dad decides, I'm going to put him in a bowling bag, and I'm going to take him to my favorite bar, and my buddies and I are going to celebrate my son, the head's 21st birthday. They take him to the bar. And he buys his son his very first shot of bourbon. And, of course, his son, the head, can't knock it down himself. He has no hands. So his dad throws it down his throat. And as soon as the bourbon gets in the head's throat, out pop a chest and two arms and hands. Oh, my goodness. And he says, bartender, give him another shot. Give him another shot of bourbon. So the head now can take it himself in his own hands. He's got hands and arms. And he throws one back. And out pop the bottom half, pelvic area, 2 legs, 2 feet. He's an entire person. Everybody in the place is going crazy. Way to go, head. Way to go, head. Happy birthday, head. Happy birthday. Oh, man, everybody's happy. And his dad says, all right, drinks on the house for everybody and another one for my son. No longer the head, just my son. And his son drinks that one and drops dead. And one of the guys in the bar is drunk, comes over, looks down at him, and goes, well, he should have stopped when he was ahead. There you go. Go, Gary. I hope that's the joke you were talking about. I hope I did it justice, and thank you for the donation. You're a very generous guy. And by the way, folks, if you want to hear a joke, they're now $1,000 a piece. No, I'm kidding. They're $600 if you have a joke you want to hear. Now we can do a little business. Then we get some news. Then we bring not Scott Schaefer. He's a great guy. But we bring Scott Sherman in here. And help you with your legal problems. The number, again, I know there's somebody out there going, you know what, I feel bad. I have $300. What was that number again? 314-982-2992. By the end of this show, I want to get a text from these people, St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer, going, oh my goodness, I can't believe this. X number of people put in this many $300 bids for the package of tickets and the chance to go to dinner with you and your wife. That would be fantastic. Gateway Lock and Security is in. Gateway Lock and Security is in the business of security. And one of the best forms of security comes in the form of surveillance cameras. And thank you, whoever you are. I talked to Derek Nagel this morning. They just got a really nice job putting in surveillance cameras from a listener who's AM and the PM. Thank you, whoever you are. Thank you very much. Cameras, to me, are in many ways, I don't know that I would ever say you don't need alarms and you don't need dogs or the racking of a shotgun. All that stuff is fine. But in terms of just nailing somebody, about the only way you can really do it is DNA, fingerprints, or how about this? Cameras. Boom. Freeze the frame. Got him. There he is. There's our guy. There's the bad guy. If you have a business, a lot of business theft is inside because the people that work there know, you know what? You got him. Nabbed him. Done. Over. And they're much less likely to try anything at a home or a business if they see you have state-of-the-art surveillance cameras. Please talk to these people if you want to feel safe and secure and you like the idea of great surveillance cameras and other things they do so well. Gateway Lock and